Howdy fans, Making A Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making A Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Meesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still, I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won. The game is serious, it's time to get it on.
So go ahead and say I won.
Friday morning, rodeo fans and Making A Maniacs. That's right. We are live on the road. Southbound Texas is where we are headed. And, well, I got to tell you, we got the RV set up, the studio. We're built. We're ready for the road. We got kids piled up in the back. Mrs. Making A is actually in the very back sleeping. She worked all night last night, so she's catching some shut-eye. Up here in the front, I've got Miss Katie Bartlett with me. So, Katie, what do you think? Are you ready for this deal this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get there. I think I need to go back and have a nap too, though.
Yeah, we did kind of wake you up a little early this morning. But, yeah, you bet. We are on it. And I'll tell you what, 3 weeks in a row, we're live webcasting. And Bucky the Bulls loaded up in the back. We're going to have some fun this weekend, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. I can't wait. Rub Fest and Miles Hale down there. And I want to see the bullfighting and the freestyle. I'm really excited to see that. I've never seen it on TV. So, to see it in person and have the best of the distance down there
would
be great.
Oh, yeah, it really is. You know, and, you know, Rob and Miles, they are going to be down there judging for the freestyle and the protection style matchup. Now, they've got somewhere around 80 bull riders that are entered up. They're going to be bringing 10 back to the short go. We've got junior bull riding. We've got mutton busting. I'm telling you, it's just going to be an absolute fun day. And we're going to start broadcasting tomorrow at about 5 o'clock or so Central Time. But you fans that are sitting around, make sure to log on and get ready, because we'll have it up early as we start getting things ready to go. Now, Katie, we've got a lot to talk about as far as Making A, kind of some of the things we have going on. We're going to be changing up a little bit of our formats and some of the things that we're going to be doing. You know, summer's coming up, and, you know, the PPR is not going to be on the Bill Ford Tough Series is going to have their break. So they're not going to be having televised events. However, we are getting word that the PBR is launching a summer touring pro event with Jeff Robinson and the RMEF Elk Foundation. So that should be a really good time for fans to get out to some of the PBR touring pro events during the summer. But, you know, what are the fans going to do to get their rodeo fixed during the summer months?
MakingARodeo.com.
That's right. We are going to be out here this summer hitting rodeos. Now, you're going to be in Australia for the month of June, but it won't be much further, and then we'll have you back here in July, and we're going to be hitting the rodeo. Cowboy Christmas will be underway, and we're just going to be hitting rodeos left and right.
That's right. I'm heading back on the 1st of June. I'm going back for our NFR in Australia, so I'll be working with them and doing some TV stuff with them, but I will also still be hosting through Cowboy Radio Live from Australia. And I will be getting some interviews with our Australian champions and whatnot, so that will be a nice little twist. I will be back on the 28th of July and heading straight back to Oklahoma to join you guys to get back on the road. I know we've got a lot booked for when we get back.
Yeah, as of right now, we really do. And, you know, the cool thing is the fans are going to be able to tune in, not just on the weekends, but you and I talked about it. We talked with Frankie about it. Monday night, starting this summer, here coming up in the next couple weeks, starting on Monday night, every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Time, we're going to start doing re-airs of those broadcasts live. So the fans will be able to connect. And the cool thing is, we may even have some of those athletes that we saw from the weekend before online as well, watching their run and actually talking about it. So every Monday night, and I think we're going to try to carry it on, you know, just as busy as we can be, as many events as we can have, we're going to start re-airing those broadcasts. So fans will be able to tune in every Monday night, 8 o'clock Central Time, and we'll have that locked down, and they can tune in and watch some bull riding or watch some rodeo action right there on Making8Rodeo.com. So that's going to be a really cool feature that we're launching this summer as well.
Oh, definitely, and I know, you know, a lot of the fans on the weekends are busy, you know, at their own rodeos, local events, things like that, and sometimes, you know, there are the PBR and whatnot on the television, so it's a great opportunity for fans to go back and see all the events that we're at, and we'll also be able to commentate, and like you said, the competitors will be able to call in and you know, have their take on it. I know a lot of the guys at the rodeos, we've seen that lately. We've seen the following weekends, and they've said that, you know, they went back and watched their ride, and it was great to watch. So it'll be good to have a lot of them call in and comment, and it's great for the fans and the competitors.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, it's going to be one of those things that we'll just have to work into, and should be a really good summer for the rodeo fans and for the bull riding fans out there. And it's a great opportunity for all of our Making 8 fans, all of our Making 8 maniacs out there, you know. Going to give them an opportunity to go back and watch the broadcast if they miss it over the weekend and actually commentate, you know, or have fans in the chat rooms and be able to talk with some of the competitors. So just one more way that Making8Rodeo.com is taking things to a whole new level, you know. And, that's what it's all about right there, you know. We will be doing the live broadcast over the weekend, so you will be able to see it. Now, the archives will not be posted until after Monday. So, you know, if you miss the broadcast over the weekend, you're going to have to wait till Monday night to go back and actually watch it. But, yeah, it'll be fun, and just one of those new and exciting things that we've got coming, coming towards the fans, you know. It's all about the fans, and we want them to be connected and stay connected with rodeos and with bull ridings all over. So, and we've got a lot of them from all over, you know. I mean, we've been working and putting the hammer down. You're like a slave driver this weekend. I'm telling you, she is the new boss down here at Making 8. She runs the show. So I just drive the truck.
We do have a lot coming up, though, and a lot of great events that back and bring back souvenirs for everyone, so everyone's going to
you know, Brendan Clark talks about, he talks about the Vegemite quite a bit, and yeah, we've got to try it. And now we had some Down Under pie earlier this week, and that was fantastic. So, you know,
I don't know if you'll be saying the same thing about Vegemite.
Oh, come on.
You Americans have a sweet tooth, and I have a sweet tooth as well, but I think when you're brought up on something, you like it more. And Vegemite is very salty, almost bitter in a sense. You know, I can eat seafood of it, but, you know, I've had American friends that simply dip their little finger in and have a little lick, and they're, like, almost throwing up. They're like, oh, my God. So it's almost like pure salt, but at the same time, you know, we don't really eat a lot of peanut butter. We weren't brought up on peanut butter. So peanut butter is our Vegemite, but I tell you what, if I can find a fan out there that'll down a teaspoon of that stuff, I'll promote them on the radio every day.
Well, we'll sure enough give it a shot anyways. I'm all about trying, you know, food from other cultures, and yeah, so we'll definitely give it a go. Well, speaking of Australia, we actually had the opportunity, you know, we had talked about something that we were going to do here on the show as we were heading down the road to Texas.
Uh-huh.
You said that you were going to play a game with us.
I was.
So, let's not get into it just yet. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll announce our name for the Make an Egg Studio, as well as this game that the Australian Cowgirl has for us here on the way down to Texas. So, you guys stay tuned. You are listening to the Make an Egg Morning Show right here on MakeAnEggRadio.com. Yeah.
$100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right in my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Howdy, rodeo fans, Maniac Dem Buckaroos, Scott Misek here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out making8rodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Full Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making 8 Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have rodeo chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
That's right. Welcome back to the Making 8 Morning Show right here on making8rodeo.com. As we are kicking things off on a Friday morning. And like I said, we're just about ready to cross into the Texas state line. And we'll be heading down to Woodville, Texas for our live webcast of the Bulls in the Woods series kicking off tomorrow night in Woodville. And it is going to be a fantastic event. Rob Spetz, Miles Hare is going to be there. You know, Pat and Pam Thaler put on a great event for the Bulls and Arrows back in November, which we had the opportunity to webcast.
Bucky and the Bull.
That's right. Bucky the Bull will be there. We've got Katie that'll be in front of the camera. And Frankie will be down here behind the camera. You know, we don't give these guys a lot of credit, but, you know, Frankie really did a fantastic job last weekend of running the camera for us. And, I tell you what, it gets stressful behind it. Nobody knows better than me because I've been doing it for the last couple of years. So it's been a nice break. But, yeah, I'm not just sitting back around here in the RV as we get Bucky out there. So, Katie.
Yes.
We talked earlier this week about the name of the Making 8 Studio, this 25-foot RV. And your mom asked us what we had called it. What's the name for this RV? So we started thinking, and that could be dangerous. What do you think as far as, you know, the name for this RV that we actually came up with?
Well, when I thought of the name, the first part of the name, I thought, oh, this is a joke. I'll just say it. And then my mom chimed in and added another word in front of the word I said, and you were like, done. And I think it's a very good representation of the studio. It's fun, and it's got Australia all over it.
Well, that it does, you know, and of course, our first road trip, you know, between Guthrie and Miami and now Texas and back in Broken Arrow next week, we're going to have the Australian here with us. So we're going to be spending a lot of time together, and, you know, take a look. Hold on. We got the TV going here in the background. I'm telling you, we got the setup here in the studio.
Look out for those.
That's right. Well, we decided that we would try to give it a flashy name and one that had some meaning behind it. And of course, we've got three kids, three adults, two dogs. So it's like a big old pouch, you know?
It carries us all.
That's right.
Together.
That's right. It does. And that's so important here. That's why we wanted to get something like this so that it would be accommodating for all of us. So, what kind of animal would end up carrying something around like that?
Let me think. With a pouch.
With a pouch.
With a pouch. Maybe a horse?
No. No. Well, we'll keep something that will get us from one road to the next, always hopping around.
Oh, it's always hopping around? Oh. Well, I think that's got to be definitely an Australian icon, a kangaroo.
That's right. So we decided, well, we're not a kanga. We're not. I don't even know what a kanga is. I think it's just half of the word kangaroo. But we're the rodeo route. Because we're always hopping around from one rodeo to the next.
That's right.
You know, it's enough to carry all of us. It's accommodating for all of us.
You can fit so many things in that pouch, those kangaroos.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Those babies get huge.
And that's
the,
right.
And she'll be in the patch. I don't know how the mama does it. I would have kicked it out by now.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, we gotta definitely thank your mom. So anytime we're out here talking about the Making A studio and we refer to it as either the Roo or the Rodeo Roo, then you guys know we're talking about this big bus that we're heading down to Texas in right now.
We're hopping down to Texas in the Rodeo Roo.
That's right. That's right. So I love it. I love the
and
name.
And you did come up with another name. You came in one night and was like, I got an idea for Bucky and Bucky.
That's right.
Band.
That's right. For all the, see, it all comes together because for the Bucky fans, we've got the Bucky Roos.
The Bucky Roos.
So we've
that's
got
right.
The Bucky Roos, we've got the Rodeo Roos. That's right. We're just, we're putting it together, you know. I mean, Australia's in the house. It's definitely that Australia influence. But, yeah, we're, that's what it's all about. Traveling down the road in the Rodeo Roos. But speaking of Australia, you said you had a game for us.
I do have a little game for you, and it's compliments of my mother again. Or my mum. I don't know how you Americans say it, mom. But I know that when we go to events and I start talking, people are like, where are you from? And then I'll throw out a couple of Aussie words, and they'll be sitting there scratching their heads like, what the heck are you saying? So I thought we could play a little game, and I'll throw some Australian slang at you and see if you can guess what it means.
Okay. Well, you know, and as you were talking to your mom earlier this week, I had the opportunity to talk with her a little bit and told her how bad we wanted to come to Australia, and she said, well, you have to learn the Australian language. So this is kind of a school lesson on our way down here to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all good for that. Now, before we get into it, though, we actually had a cool feature that hit Facebook and hit Twitter and YouTube this week, yesterday, and that was the Rob Smith commercial that came out.
That's awesome.
What do you think about that deal?
Oh, my goodness. You had told me about it, and they couldn't really release it until yesterday. That is awesome. Oh, my goodness.
It is.
For somebody in rodeos to be selected with that caliber of people, like I know that they've selected six people from different genres. You know, we have a race car driver, an artist, a rock star, you know, all kinds of things. And to have a rodeo bullfighter in there and one of the best, Rob Smith, what an honor for Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we got to send him a big congratulations. But you can actually find it on our Facebook link. If you guys have not seen it, make sure to get over there and take a look at it. It is an awesome, awesome little deal. Now, I believe this was in part to when he had the opportunity to go to Czechoslovakia here a couple weeks ago, and that was when they filmed this commercial and all. So great, great deal, and congratulations to him. I look forward to seeing it out here on the networks. I know ESPN, I know that Discovery Channel, several channels are promoting this and airing this commercial, so you guys can stay tuned to that, see it out there. But you can also get it firsthand on YouTube, and you can also find it on our Facebook and Twitter links as we keep posting it out there. But anyhow, okay. Now, what do we have for this game?
I got lots for you.
Oh, boy. I'm almost concerned.
I think we should put a little bet on this.
A bet? What kind of bet?
I think that if you get 10 right, I have to sing a song. And if you can't get 10 right, you have to sing on it.
Now, you know, I'll tell you what. You and I were talking about, the tradition of Making A's is when we hit the road, we actually do our live broadcast. So after the show, we're going to link up on Ustream. You can find it on the Life on the Road or On the Road with Making A's channel. And we'll have the link posted up here after the show. So we'll be streaming live. Now, I think that's when the bet should be fulfilled, is on the camera.
I'm going to the back of the
Oh, no, you're
room.
Not. No, you're not. No, a bet's a bet. A bet is a bet.
I can't sing to save my life, but confident that us Australians have got our slang.
Okay, now, here's the thing. We've got to keep it on a PG-13 level.
Instead of G level.
G level, okay. All right. So, the bet is that if I get 10 of them right, then you have to sing a song on the Ustream broadcast as we air here coming up after the Make It Eight Morning Show. And if I don't, then I actually have to sing, which is pretty common for the fans that have been able to tune in, because as I travel down the road, usually by myself, I do have a tendency to sing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that I don't think it's going to be too long. I'll take that bet.
Now, what song is it? Something
like Britney
Spears,
Hit Me Baby One More Time, maybe some Aqua Bobby Girl. Oh, wow. Now, we got to keep it on a rodeo base, because those are the songs that I know. I'll tell you what, the loser, the one that actually has to sing,
Red
Solo
Cup.
See, there you
I'll
go.
I'll fill you up.
And she says she can't sing.
Okay.
What? How are we going to do this? You just start it off, just throw a word at me, and then I got to give you the meaning of it?
I'll throw a word at you. All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
Sticky beak.
Sticky beak?
Sticky beak. So if I said to you, something a sticky beak, what does that mean?
Something a sticky beak. Wow. Holy smokes. Okay. Can you give me a better sentence?
Well, pretty much, you know, something a sticky beak, or you being a sticky beak. Like, go away.
A clinger.
A clinger? Oh, I know all about those too well, and it's not that.
Okay. So I got one wrong. All right.
Okay, so a sticky beak is actually like a nosy person.
Nosy person, okay.
You know, my dad used to say to me, something is sticky beak, wipe your nose.
Oh.
So, you know, he'd be like, wipe the sticky off your nose, you're a sticky beak. You know, it's none of your business.
Right, okay.
All right, 1, 2, Katie, I won that one. All right, how about...
Struth?
Struth.
Could we use the word in a sentence, please?
I don't think you can put this word in a sentence. If you, like, see something, you're like, oh, Struth, jeez, mate. That can't be anything else. I'll give it away.
Is that like, oh, my gosh?
Very close. It's pretty much. Yeah, like... Struth is like disbelief or shock. Like,
right,
yeah,
okay.
Like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Ding, ding.
Okay, 1-1. Wow. 1-1.
All right, let me have a look here. Let me think about this. What about Hooroo?
What is it?
Hooroo.
Hooroo?
Yep.
Hooroo.
Hooroo.
Is that like, hello, or see you later?
Oh, see you later,
huh?
Wow.
Just the way you said that, I was like, well, yeah, and it can be one of the two. So, wow. All right.
2-1.
2-1.
All right, what about chew the fat?
Chew the fat. Now, see, we use that around here, too. Is that like sitting around talking in a conversation, chewing the fat?
Yeah,
see?
Well,
I know a little Aussie. That's
Americans
right.
Know some stuff that we know.
Look out, Brendan
Claus. All right, what about... Let me see here. I've already said a lot to you during the week, too.
Yeah.
What about a yabo?
A what?
A yabo.
A yabo?
A yabo.
Yabo. Okay. Man, can I get that in a sentence?
It's not really a sentence. It's something you would call somebody. They're a yabo.
Yalo. Is that an animal?
No.
I don't know. Y'all have weird names for animals over there.
A yobo is what you would call like a true blue Australian. Like a real in the bush, so a real okka.
I thought they called those Aborigines.
No, they're not yobos. I won't say what they are.
Okay. So, sweet and chew.
All right, what about a banana bender?
A what?
A banana bender.
A banana bender. Banana bender. Bananas are already bent.
But you got half of it.
Well, banana, right?
Yeah, like a banana.
Okay. A banana bender.
Yeah. I am a banana bender.
I don't get it. I don't have a clue. I mean, bananas are already bent. I don't know. That's a good one. Ciao.
So, okay, like what if I said, oh, those people from up north are just banana benders?
Yankees.
Yankees? Close. A banana bender is a Queenslander.
A Queenslander. So that's
And I'm a Queen. I'm from Queensland, so I'm a Queenslander. So we call Queenslanders banana benders. Everyone else calls Queenslanders banana benders. Queenslanders call New South Walians cockroaches.
Really?
Yep, and the Victorians are Mexicans.
Okay.
It's just a little slang we have for people in different areas of Australia.
Wow. Interesting.
I think we're on three all.
A banana bender.
Banana bender.
Wow. Okay.
What about this? Fit the dummy.
Fit the dummy?
Fit the dummy.
Spit it out.
No. Okay, so a dummy in Australia is the same as a pacifier in America.
Okay.
So when you say spit the dummy, it's like you lose your cool. You spit your dummy out, you're like, that's it, it's on, bring it.
Spit the dummy. Huh.
Oh, now I've actually just looked on our computer and I have Rob Smets on. I think he would like to play this game because he actually lived in Australia for a little while.
Oh,
he
boy.
Is my nudgy boy. Are you there, nudgy boy?
I'm doing just great. You don't have a fag, do you?
I don't.
Wow. What do you say, Rob?
She went quiet in a hurry, didn't she?
I need to go red.
Huh? She got caught in her own game. She got caught in her own game this time,
what did
see?
You say? Say that again.
I asked you if you had a fag.
Yeah, we got plenty
of
those.
That's a purse, isn't it?
No, a fag is this.
Oh,
no. Now, for all the listeners out there, I'm not asking if she has a queer. I was asking if she had a cigarette. That is a cigarette in Australian. So I just thought if she wanted to make fun of that. I just wanted to know if she was going to make fun of that nudgy boy that I did know a little Australian.
Them
nudgy boys, she be right.
So, Rob, we just to see you here this weekend, man. We're on our way down. We're actually just getting ready to cross into Texas right now. Cross from the road.
Oh, you finally made God's country.
We did.
Is this what you call God's country?
Huh? Well, Oklahoma darn sure isn't.
Did you say
that Oklahoma is the outlaws and Indians?
Yep.
Okay, so, Rob, we've been seeing on Facebook here, you've been posting out there since yesterday this new commercial that came out of them, all right?
Yeah, we shot a commercial the end of February. I flew over and I let some people know I went over to Prague, Czechoslovakia, in the Czech Republic, and we were there for a week and we shot a commercial for Jägermeister. The reason that I wasn't able to say anything about it was that it was all top secret until yesterday, and they brought the commercial out.
Well, I'll tell you, we've had the opportunity to watch it, and it's a good one. I'll tell you, I have a sweet commercial like that, especially when it's about the rodeo sport, you know. For them to bring this UN with all that other talent out there is pretty honored. It's pretty honorary deal, am I right?
No, it was awesome. You know, I never really realized, you know, we met Keyshawn Johnson, the football player, the wide receiver, was on the commercial. Of course, Freddie Roach, that is Manny Pacquiao's trainer, and Freddie Roach has trained multiple world champion fighters as well as fought very well himself in his career. Nathan Fletcher, the surfer, he is the king of the big wave. He surfed a 70-foot-plus wave in Tahiti a couple of years ago. And, I mean, he's known as the king of the surfers of the biggest wave ever. Mr. Cartoon is a Latino tattoo artist. And it was so amazing to watch him start drawing pictures on paper there, because he would just set his pen down and start drawing and not lift up, not pull back to think about something. It was just amazing, his artistry. And, of course, Kerry King from the band Slayer, you know, those guys, we were talking about biggest group that he'd ever played in front of, and it was over in Europe. There was over 100,000 people at their concert. Not my style of music, but, I mean, hats off to a guy that, you know, is at the top of his game. And then Mike Lingerfeld, you know, the three-time world champion pit tire changer, Mike from the Carolinas, he's just a great guy.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty neat deal for you to be invited to come in. Now, we saw everybody sitting at the table during the commercial, and we see Rob walking down this hallway. Rob, what's up with the makeup, man? Do you still put that on pretty regularly now, or what?
Oh, I just, you know what, I actually had to borrow, I've got a good friend of mine that has worked at the radio station here in Abilene, and he's a Shriner, and when they discussed making this, they, you know, I tried my best to talk them out of the makeup scene, but they wanted to use it, because they wanted to try to throw people off all the way till the end when they saw me working as a bullfighter. That's why there's no cowboy hat in the scene or anything either. And so I had to get a hold of JB and ask JB to borrow some makeup, because I don't even have any makeup anymore.
Well, you know, with the PBR and all those changes, you guys went from the, you know, from the common clown-looking, I guess you could say, appearance to the you know, you went to the baggies and the actual, or the shorts, you know, you went to the jerseys and the shorts and kind of did away with that. So it's been a time since you've had to put makeup on, am I right?
Well, and I was actually the first guy to make the change. I was the one that cracked out the jersey and the shorts. That year I had the CarQuest ASE sponsorship, and I had so many people tell me, oh, you're breaking tradition. And I said, I'm not breaking tradition. I'm setting tradition, because this is not rodeo. I am not a rodeo clown. You know, this is the PBR. This is bull riding. And, you know, and I'm a bullfighter. And, you know, and I ran with that look for a year, and the very next year the PBR jumped on board, made their agreement with Carhartt, and then all of a sudden, everybody was in jerseys.
Wow. That's really interesting. Didn't know that. So, Rob, let's talk about this weekend. Now, are you heading down there for the barbecue cook-off tonight, or are you going to be down there tomorrow?
I'll be down there in the morning.
Okay. Rob, we'll have a fresh cup of coffee on for you down there at the arena.
You're doing what now?
I said, we'll have a fresh pot of coffee on for you down here at the arena.
Okay, that'll be good. I'm ready for some coffee. I'm ready to...
Huh?
I'm ready to spar with Katie a little bit more.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much time we have left in the show, but Katie's got some. I don't know if you heard that, but she's been throwing out some Australian slang. I've been trying to guess what these words are. Rob, I need a little bit of help. This is what
okay, let's
about.
Try it.
Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle, Rob.
Oh, it's,
Just add some water and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, Bob's your uncle. It's...
It is.
It's just, I can't even remember what to say there.
What about
what's a buck jumper?
Buck jumper. Oh my God, I've never used that word in a sentence, I don't mean.
But you have heard it.
Of course I've heard it, but I don't think I've ever used that in my life.
The buck, you've never heard of the buck jumping event. They would say in the horse ride that they were buck jumpers. They were horse riders, you know, bareback riders. Well,
I just call them crazy.
Make it work because we got God on our side.
That's exactly right.
So where are we at now?
What about this? I think we're at 4-3, 4-4, I don't know.
Uh-oh. I think
I'll be
lost.
Okay, what was that?
I think we've actually lost Scott. Are you still there, Rob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, Scott's cut out, so we'll keep going.
We'll keep old Making 8 Rodeo on the rodeo road.
Oh, that's exactly right. Did you hear what we called the RV?
The Roo, right?
The Rodeo Roo.
the Rodeo Roo. There you go. That'll be good.
So we're in the Roo hopping down to Texas right now.
Well, yeah, and you've got, what, about another 5 hours probably?
I think so. I'm not quite sure where we are. I plan on heading back here after the radio show and having a little nap.
You're going to trust Scott just to do the driving, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll let him take care of everything.
All right. I'm back. You can't keep
okay.
It. Okay. Well.
So it's your phone that's creating all the static. Go ahead and hang up, Katie, and I'll finish up.
Wow, you kicked off my own show. I love it. Okay, well, it was nice talking to you. I'll make sure that I don't have to be all nice for you this weekend. So.
Okay. Oh,
we'll,
man. So.
Scott's
been confused for a long time.
Hey, easy now.
That's part of that Florida genetics.
Oh, here we go. All right, Rob. I'd much rather be from Florida than one of them California sun devils there.
I'd much rather be from Australia.
All right, well, I tell you, I'm catching bits and pieces out here in this wind.
All right,
so.
We'll probably catch up with you down there tomorrow.
All right, I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so that was the wrong moment. And like I talked about earlier, he's just had that great elastic merger release. So if you want to check it out, make sure you go to the Facebook link. Yeah.
We will also have it aired during our webcast this weekend.
That's right, we will.
So, yeah, fans can stay tuned and check that out. Of course, you know, with Rob being down there, it's just really fitting with the timing of how everything is coming together. So, yeah, it's going to be a great deal, and we really look forward to it, Katie. I can't wait. We're about wrapping up the show here. I mean, I'm ready to get out here and do a live webcast now. I lost count. What was the total count there?
I think we call a truce.
Call a truce?
I mean,
are we hosting? Is that what it
I
is?
I'm sure I want more, yeah, and I know you're not
going to
get this one.
Okay, throw it at me. We'll take this. This is the winner take all. This is for the championship right here.
All right. Big stock of the set.
What?
Big stock of the set.
Okay.
So we're going to say, big stock of the set, mate. How about shutting up and listening?
Wow.
I think I got him speechless.
I'm thinking. The wheels are turning.
That's right. They're talking to the south.
They're talking to the south. What was the other part in that sentence?
They're talking to the south, mate. How about shutting up and listening?
How about put a sock in it, keep your mouth shut, and listen.
Woo!
Did I get it?
That's pretty much it. It's something you say to someone else who's not really cool. And you're like, you need to shut up, let me have a go.
Right.
Nice.
Look around Australia. I'm telling you, we're ready.
That's right,
Mario.
I really don't want to sing.
Well, that one was for the money take out. Now, you can throw another one at me, but you're still singing, girl.
I sing Land Down Under by Minute Wear. What about Kitty K. Jackson?
What?
Kitty K. Jackson.
Okay.
You can think about this one.
I don't get a phrase on that one.
Right now, we're heading to Woodfield, Texas, which is Biddy Kane's job.
What?
Oh, for the last week, we've been Biddy Kane's job.
I'm lost. You lost me, girl.
Kind of Biddy Kane's is 50 kilometers, because we do kilometers in Australia.
Right.
So the whoop-whoop. That basically means you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Okay.
I should teach you a couple of words to throw at Rob and see if you can't get Rob all confused.
Right. We'll work on it this weekend.
We'll work on it.
That's right. Well, fans, I'll tell you what. I think we're going to break out the show here. We do have to play one more song before we wrap up our closing. And, of course, this is one of my favorites that I always go out here in Texas. And I don't know if our good friend Gabby is actually tuned in online, but this one kind of is one that we come up with for her. Instead of Cassie back in Texas, we'll throw a little Gabby back in Texas. And, well, shoot, the Making Out Rodeo crew, and we got the Making or the Rodeo Roo, and we're back in Texas right now. So we got a few more hours to go. We should be there about 4 o'clock this afternoon, but we're going to switch things over to the Ustream webcast, and, well, I don't know what you're going to get, but hey, we're here, and we'll put it out there for you. And, I want to thank you guys for keeping in. Katie, of course, always fun to hang out with you. And thanks for the Australian lesson. We appreciate that.
There's plenty more where that came from.
Oh, I know. That's right. Well, we're going to be webcasting tomorrow afternoon. And I know the fans are really looking forward to it. It should be a good time. We're going to sit back tonight, watch a little PBR action on PBRnow.com. And have ourselves a great time down here in Woodville, Texas.
I met her in Reno. Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Ace. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that is love can bring, turn your radio on.
God.